This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli forces bombarded targets in the south, north, and center of Gaza Monday, and Israel's military spokesman called Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group a murderous terrorist organization after an anti-tank missile fired from Lebanon hit a home in northern Israel, killing a mother and child. VOA's Kim Lewis has that.
The deadly strike near the border came on the 100th day of the war between Israel and Hamas that has killed nearly 24,000 Palestinians and pushed a quarter of the population into starvation. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, an Israeli military spokesman, says, quote, "We continue to damage the organization's capabilities and take an ever-increasing price," unquote. Hagari added that Israel would not withdraw from Khan Yunis or from anywhere else. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
In the U.S., Republican presidential candidates called on their supporters to vote in the party's first nominating contest in Iowa on Monday. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports on that.
Donald Trump, who leads recent polls, called on supporters to brave freezing temperatures for the GOP's first nominating contest on Monday.
You got to get out. You can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you say, darling, I've got to make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it, remember?
The icy weather in the Midwestern state has become a wild card in a contest seen as a tone setter for votes yet to come. It may help to begin to seal Trump's bid to become the Republican nominee and in turn face Democratic President Joe Biden in November's general election. His top rivals, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, are banking on strong showings in Iowa to rattle Trump's dominance.
For more stories, check us out online. This is VOA News. Thousands of tractors and trucks and about 10,000 people blocked the avenue leading to Berlin's Brandenburg Gate on Monday, capping a week of protests against higher taxes for farmers that have become a flashpoint for anti-government anger. Vehicles that arrived overnight from across Germany parked nose to tail along the route. Russia will develop ties with North Korea in all areas, building on agreements between their leaders in September, the Kremlin said on Monday, as their foreign ministers were set to meet in Moscow. North Korea's foreign minister arrived Sunday on a rare visit to Moscow for talks with her Russian counterpart. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and key Middle East leaders are among those slated to attend this week's World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite reports.
On the agenda will be the future for interest rates and the world's mounting pile of debt. A keenly awaited debut will be made by Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, voted in on a promise of sweeping economic reforms. But one figure looming large at Davos won't actually be there. Donald Trump was the star attraction in some previous years.
Oh no, I have great confidence in the Senate.
But is staying away this time to focus on his re-election bid. He didn't even get a mention in the WEF's annual Global Risks Report, published each year ahead of Davos. But the possibility that he might win, and the consequences that might have, are very much on the unofficial agenda.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is accusing Texas officials of blocking federal agents who were trying to save a migrant woman and two children who drowned. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Homeland Security officials and Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar are accusing the Texas National Guard and Texas Military Department of physically blocking Border Patrol agents from entering Shelby Park along the Rio Grande River Friday night after they were made aware of three people in distress in the river. Mexican authorities recovered the bodies of the woman and two children Saturday across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. The Justice Department took the issue to the U.S. Supreme Court. Texas officials told the court they had seized Shelby Park, but refute that Border Patrol agents had been denied access. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And anti-corruption crusader Bernardo Arevalo took office as Guatemala's president early Monday after a chaotic inauguration. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.